Americana, your non-stop entertainment radio.
Isn't always easy. Family life comes with its joys, its struggles, and its stories. That's why we created Family Room, the show where real conversations about parenting and family happens. Join Faye Kemi every Saturday at 6 p.m. on Radio Africana, right here in Manchester, as we dive into heartfelt conversations, from raising confident children to keeping love alive at home to building stronger family bonds. Whether you're a parent, guardian, or simply part of a family, Family Room is your space to listen, share, and grow together. Family Room, because every family has a story worth telling. Only on Radio Africana, Manchester.
Yeah. Yeah, every family has a story to tell, only on Radio Africana. Yes, good evening everyone, and welcome back to the Family Room on Radio Africana UK, the show that centers on parenting, children and family life with an African art and of course a global voice. My name is Fekemi. Yeah, I had a beautiful weekend last week, and definitely this weekend is just starting. I don't know your plan for your family. I've got a plan this night, going to see the movies. Yeah, what is your plan for your family this weekend? And of course, you know, like I said, every family has a story. If you're joining me live on TikTok, we are on TikTok. Radio Africana is on TikTok live today. I'm not on TikTok live, but I'm live on Instagram, and I'm live on Facebook. So if you're going to join me live to watch and to listen, where to listen is of course www.radioafricana.com, and also if you can download the app from the App Store, you can also listen, you know, to Radio Africana, where we play good music, Afrobeat music, like I said, good music. Yeah, so, and today it's such a joy to be with you again this Saturday evening. I want to say congratulations again to the national team, that's the Senegalese team, for winning that African Cup. So it shows that even no matter the stress, no matter the pressure sometimes in life, just be focused. They were focused on winning that game, and of course they won. Congratulations once again. And of course, wherever you are, whether you're relaxing at your home or you're cooking dinner, I'm not cooking dinner tonight, driving or enjoying quiet family time, tonight's conversation is a very special one. It is very special. Now, I've got someone who is also very special to talk about it with me. So we're going to be talking about life beyond the 9-to-5 job, purpose, passion, creativity, and how families can grow and nurture their children's talents and skills, you know. So how we can build those talents. You've got talented kids who love to dance. You've got talented child who loves to draw. You've got a talented child who loves to sing. You've got someone who loves to write. You've got someone who already loves to talk. I remember when I was younger, they used to bully me in my house that you talk too much, talk. In fact, they used to say talkative that time. And of course, it paid off in my profession, marketing, communications, and of course, media. You know, I talk. So it actually helped me. They never knew initially then that that is one talent. So that, what is that one talent that your child has? So, and based on our children are more, you know, because our children are more than grades, more than careers, and even more than job titles. Of course, our children are more than that, because that is what has happened to me. I'm more than my grade. If you look at it, I've got a master's, but I'm beyond master's, more than career. And I'm, of course, I'm a professional. You know, I've got Ashton membership when it comes to advertising, when it comes to media, when it comes to marketing, you know. But do I have some skills? Do I have some talent? I would say what I'm doing also is a talent, but I had some skills back then, which I didn't grow. But I wish I had nurtured those gifts. I'm going to say it, you know, in the course of our conversation tonight, when we have Blizz join us. And, you know, those things that our children have, they are gifts full of potentials, and they are full of purpose. But how are we nurturing them? So settle in, get comfortable, and let's have a meaningful family conversation together. And I'm going to just go on a quick break now. I'm going to play a lovely music. And when we come back, for those of you that are already on Radio Africana, TikTok Live, thanks for joining us. When we come back, we're going on a short music break, and we'll be back to the conversation. Please don't go away.
Here is a story told to the children of Africa. It's called Iwungilema.
Thank you.
here. Welcome back. I was just enjoying the music. Thanks to everyone that have joined live. Yeah, thank you, Toluwa Lokpe on Facebook, Adebi, Abiola Temilayo Monijo. Thanks for joining. Thank you. I'm seeing, I can cite you. Thanks, Biodu Abosede, Boduri Abosede on Instagram. And of course, to all the people that have joined us on TikTok Live on Radio Africana, thank you. Radio Africana is an Afrobeat radio station here in the United Kingdom. You can always join Radio Africana, where we play non-stop African music, you know, Afrobeat music. Except when we have great content like this. And this show, of course, is Family Room, and we're talking today about Beyond 9 to 5, raising purposeful families, building children's talents and dreams. And tonight's conversation will not be complete without someone who truly lives that message. She's got a 9 to 5, but of course she also has built a talent, and she's also building her children's talent, and she's trying to even also build other children's talent, because I remember that I told her some weeks back that I'm going to enroll my kids to start, especially the one that's got the kind of skills that Blizz has. So joining me in the Family Room now is Blizz. She's a creative designer who, beyond a 9-to-5 job, expresses her purpose through custom-made t-shirts, journals, creative products, using her gift to inspire others and building something meaningful. Blizz, welcome to the Family Room.
Hi everyone. Hi Feyi, how are you?
I'm so good. Thank you for checking up on me last week. It really means the world to me. Thank you, Blizz.
Oh yeah, you got me worried at some point, so I had to. Yeah,
thank you.
You
so
will do
much.
The same for me, won't
yeah,
you?
We'll yeah. do that. I will do that. And before we really go deep into it, I saw some of your designs. That's you've got some designs, wall designs. So just know you're going to create. You're going to create for Family Room. So I'm boxing you into the corner now. So we are so glad to have you with us, Blizz. Your journey reflects exactly what this episode is about. And when I was thinking about it, you know, thinking about what you do, I said, no, this is actually for Blizz. So you know what you're doing. Your journey is purpose, it's creativity, and of course, raising children who understand that life is bigger than a job title. And let's start here. Many people define themselves by their jobs. You know, before we even go into what you do, what does Beyond the 9 to 5 mean to you personally?
Well, hi again, everyone. It's Blizz here. Now, when we say 9 to 5, it's a common thing that people understand about a job, whether you're paid, whether you're volunteering, as long as you're committed to doing something for an income. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what level of job it is, that is what a 9 to 5 is, something that brings in an income. Mm-hmm. Hopefully a stable income that is able to take you from one month to the other. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, a productive income. It could be creative, it mm-hmm. could be administrative, it could be clinical. But that's what a typical 9 to 5 mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definition is when people say it. That's what comes to mind. Mm-hmm.
So how do you think,
even though
go on,
yeah,
you wanted to say something.
I mean, even though some people don't do a precise 9 to 5, like I do a 12-hour job. Mm-hmm. I don't do a 9 to 5. So but when you say 9 to 5, that's where my mind goes about mm-hmm. my day job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how do you think parents can model this mindset for their children, that they are more than one career path or one identity? For instance, I happen to be someone that maybe while I was growing up, I wanted to become a medical doctor because of the fact that I was brilliant. I was, you know, top. I was a star girl from primary to secondary school. And then I love to be in science.
You know,
I wanted to become a medical. Do you know that thing, medical doctor? But I remember, you know, this particular question, you know, actually speaks to me, because I remember that time, you know, sometimes when I tell my husband, I used to do some certain cooking, he laughs at me that not you. But then I used to do some pastries. I do chin-chin, you know, the snacks. I do the chin-chin snacks, you know. Anybody that does not understand chin-chin, if you're on TikTok, it's like it's made with flour and butter and sugar, and then you fry it in oil. You can put egg. Do you put butter, yes, sugar and all that. You mix it together. It forms a dough, and then you cut it into small chunks, and then you fry it. It's called chin-chin. It's an African snack. You know, understand? So,
yes,
I used to do it, and I used to sell. I do donuts that back then. You know, I take it to my friends in school, and I sell. My dad never sent me because, you know, I don't need to sell anything. But I was just doing it out of, you know. Then I used to grow plants. I even remember after the uni, when I was waiting for my result, where I was living, there was a little garden, and I used to grow plants. Mm-hmm. I used to grow pepper all that. So that means somehow if that is nurture, let me even go back to the fact that I love to do pastry, and maybe if that was nurture, really, if I had someone that looked at me, oh, she loves doing this thing, why don't you learn how to do it? You mean now that I'm in the UK, I'll be cashing out, you know, doing a lot of party cooking and all that. But I didn't grow that talent. So how do you think parents can model this mindset for their children so that they are more than one career path or one identity? Remember when I was in my 200 level, I rediscovered myself that medicine was not for me. Actually, it was just this talking, this marketing, this media, this communication. I can sell anything, you know. I can sell water to someone I can sell you know, sand to someone in the desert. You understand? So what do you think how can parents model this mindset?
So thank you for that. I think it's been an evolution of our parents coming from a traditional age where they were first of all just working with their hands, working in the farm. Mm-hmm. And then gradually, as quote unquote civilization came, they felt, you know what, you can get a white collar job. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do so manual a labor, and then you get paid. And they started encouraging their children to go into formal education, take up jobs. But then they forget that there are two sides of the brain, yeah? There are two sides of the brain. One is quite creative, and then the other one is anything else. Mm-hmm. Now, because of the drive for survival is what have driven a lot of families to push more on the 9-to-5, because they say no matter how bad it gets, at least you can get a stable income. Mm-hmm. Now, the evolution now is the world is now going to a place where even your 9-to-5 is not even holding families up anymore, and they're having to substitute or to make extra income where previously, where maybe just the man is working, now the wife is working, both of them are working long hours, and he's coming in, she's going out, both to their jobs, she's coming in, he's going out, the children are left in the middle. People are now starting to sit down and think, you know what, there is a little bit more to what I can give my time to than just, you know, working around the clock, just like you're in a hamster wheel. So I think it's an evolution. People don't even consciously know that they are starting to adopt something new by discovering their creative sides. And I think as many parents or specific maybe mothers or siblings are discovering that side. They're thinking, you know what, I can earn something with this. Mm-hmm. And you know what, I don't have to trade my time anymore for money. Go to that job, stay, you know, 8 hours, 12 hours as mine is. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, if you break down this income by the hour, depends on your level of job, but average, if you break down this income by the hour, it is really not able to take you to work and bring you back. How people are surviving, I don't know. So now people are thinking, I can do this, I can do that, let me learn, let me try. And then they've tried it, and then they've gone online since the internet age, not just because of AI, but even just since the internet age, people are now seeing, who did this design, who did this, who did this craft, it looks good, I can buy it. Mm-hmm. And then they see, oh, I can actually do it as well, and then make an income. Hmm. Some people have been driven into creativity when they've lost, either they've lost their jobs, or they've been made redundant, or they're on maternity leave, as a lot of women I know, or they've given like their what 40 40 35 40 years to one particular line of work, and then they've come out thinking there has to be more. I still have a lot of fight in me. What do I do?
True.
So I think it's come down to a retraining of the mind, and it's somewhat subconscious nowadays. People don't even sit down to think. They're just like, let me try it. And as soon as they try it, they see themselves doing it and they're like, why not? And we have to then pass on that retraining of the mindset to our children. Like, you know what? You can go to school. You can decide to be a doctor or a marketing person or a nurse or whatever. But when they come home, let there be some form of introduction to a creative side to them. Because if you keep driving, go to school, come back home, go back to that tuition, come back, do your assignment, you are actually reinforcing just that one line of neural pathway for them. So it's quite difficult for them to sit down and think if actually they have a creative side, which we all have. We all have it.
So we shouldn't wait till when that 9-to-5 render us redundant or render us or not getting even you're not fulfilled sometimes, and that is when you start struggling and all that. So we should all know. So what you're saying in essence, and to all parents, everyone that is that's joined us live on Radio Africana TikTok, if you're live with me on Instagram, Young Striker, thank you for joining. I am King AY, Queen Tima, Isimziga, thank you my darling friend for also joining us, Mr. Sonny Peep, Wazi, Queen Tima, lots of people also on Facebook. Abiola is still on Facebook. Toluwa Lokpe is on Facebook. And everyone on TikTok, on Radio Africana, thanks for joining us. Just, you know, write some comment. Let us hear your own view about this. Beyond 9-to-5, you know, building our talent and our skills. So some parents fear that nurturing talent might distract from academics. You've already said some things about. So how can families now balance education with creativity and, of course, skill building? For instance, now, see, as a mom, I'm worried. One of my, let's say, both of my girls are talented. They've got different skills. You know, one aside sports that she does, she also loves to she dances. I know that thing is there. You know, she dances, she makes hair, she's very good with making of hair and all that. The other one likes skin, you know, anything that has to do with skin, fashion, lifestyle and all that. They've got different skills, but sometimes I'm worried. I'm saying no, it's not now. They are, I'm nurturing it, but you know, sometimes they just want the education first. Like the other one, there's something she ought to have started this January, but we all said no, let her concentrate on her GCSE and all that. But at the same time, I told the person I wanted her to do that thing. I said she can start coming in once a while like an intern and start shadowing someone. I don't really want to talk about it now, but something like that. So it means I want to start nurturing it. I don't want her to look away from that skill because I know she's got it. So now, how can families balance education with creativity and skill?
Well, the thing is, we grew up with a mindset of education is the be-all and end-all of people's lives.
Masters,
so
PhD.
We've already inherently made that error. And then when we see our children trying to diversify, trying to learn other things, we're like, no. Like when we were growing up, my older sister used to play handball. And they used to do where they could go to competitions. And my dad stopped her. Like, no, you have to focus on your education. You can't be going to camps and all that. What I recommend for families is this. Have a structure. Everything boils down to having a structure that you can maintain. Have a structure strictly on the academic side of things. Give them their timelines, study lines, supporting them. And then start to introduce the creative side, ensuring that the structure you have set for them is still maintained. All right. Where you don't have a structure around your children, that's where they themselves start to see the lines get blurry for them. If you set a structure academically, because for you, it is your priority. But so for you not to be bothered and for you not to disrupt your child's learning, set a structure. School is school. We all know that. Mm-hmm. You go 8 in the morning, come back 3, 3:30. Mm-hmm. If they have like an hour and a half of extra lesson that they need to do on the days they need to do it, ensure it is done. If they have a weekend class where they have things to read, write, and submit by Monday, ensure it is done. Build that structure. Now, they have a lot of other time in and around the structure to play with, to learn that creative side. Because again, creativity comes with a lot of play. It comes with fun. It comes with exploring. So once they know and they are ready to go with the structure in their academics, then you will not be afraid that they will derail. So you then sponsor and support other creative sides of them that you have seen. Like, I have my daughter here, and I know she's very creative. She likes gymnastics and other things. I pay for gymnastics for her once a week. She goes. She'd be flipping around the yard in the garden. I don't mind, because I know, as long as
flipping around,
bones, you know. As long as I know she will not miss school because of gymnastics. She will not miss her assignment because of gymnastics. And I monitor her grades. If you're not doing well in maths or this, I will know it's not because of gymnastics, because she's following all the routines. Now she has started learning how to create her own designs on her t-shirts. She joins me in my creation. She heat presses with me. She says, "Mommy, this is the design I want." And then when she designs it, she's like, "Mommy, can you buy it? I've got loads and loads." I'm thinking, girl, how can you be the seller and the buyer at the same time? Let's market this thing. But over time, and it hasn't affected her education as far as I'm concerned, because it came in so slowly, so stiltily, that she didn't even notice she was learning something new. You know, it's when we make it a big deal that in their mind it seems to now compete with what already exists.
All right. Thank you, Bliss. You know, don't make it a big deal. Parents, you've heard it. That just have that structure. Don't let their creativity distract or disturb what they are doing academically. But you just have to set a structure. You've heard it from Bliss. And if you can follow Bliss on TikTok, it's Bliss on TikTok. And on IG is Jasmine2 Collections on IG. That's on Instagram. And on Facebook is Bliss Ivy. Bliss has amazing design. I already cornered her when we started the show that she's going to create a design for family room, which I'll put in my room, you know, anytime I'm going live on TikTok and all that, you always say, and I'll say, yeah, that is from Bliss. And of course, you can get our designs on, Bliss, just talk about, before we go on that break, just talk about your designs. I know you have amazing t-shirts, you've got journals. Just tell us briefly what you do.
So I got to a stage in my life, I realized I have just been towing the 9-to-5. And mine was not a 9-to-5. Mine was a 12-to-12 or a 12-hour. And I always had a creative side to me. I just thought to myself, you know what, let me explore. There was a period between the contract of my work. It was like a 1-to-2-month period. And I thought, between this contract, before the next work contract starts, what's there to me that I can learn? And then I looked at Canva, looked at other platforms. I said, you know what, let me follow these people and learn. And then I started creating. First of all, I did Christmas designs. It was the other year before Christmas. Did Christmas designs, the cards, t-shirts. And then I thought, you know what, let me go on Canva and Kido and then try and do this. And right now, what, 8 months later, we have t-shirt line, we have designs out.
I thought it's like 3 years.
No. And I was just doing it playfully, like I said, I didn't take it serious, so it didn't feel like work. So now we have journals, we have planners, we even have a course coming up for moms who are on maternity, moms who are in between jobs, like I was at the time. Moms with their children who are trying to look for creative ways, we're starting a local thing around us where we're teaching women how to design on t-shirts, design books, journals, planners, and every other thing creative and digital that they want to learn. I have most of the machines in my house, and I'm really eager to get women in, because I find a lot of women can't really leave their homes because of their kids, but they can do these things in their homes with their kids.
Bliss, you also know that, you know, the thing is that it's not even just creative designs. There are a lot of things that parents can do, that women can do, that men can do, you know. Someone like my husband, now, beyond the 9 to 5, you know, when it comes to percussion, is a guru in that. So it's just for every man, every woman, and every child to know, to you know, every parent to discover what their children loves to do, what their skills are, and all that, and nurture it as they are growing, nurture it together as you are educating them to be, to, you know, to grow, to have a 9 to 5 job. Let them also grow their skills, because I'm looking at my children having money, you know, by the time they are like from 17 years of age, from 18 years of age, they already have their own monies coming in. They're not going to wait till when they are 20 something years, you know. Let's just open our mind, you know. You know, and think outside the box, you know, grow your children's talent. So we're going to go on a quick music break now. And that's music. It's a legend. So we'll come back and then we're going to be talking about family tips and, of course, the skill building itself. And then we're going to play some games together. So everyone joining us, TikTok Live on Radio Africa now, thank you for liking. Thank you for Please Power Tap. And of course, to everyone that have joined us also on Instagram, thank you. Please stay. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this music break. Welcome back, wherever you're tuning from or you're joining us from. It's still Family Room, and today we've been talking about raising purposeful families, talent building, building our children's talents and dreams, that is, beyond the 9 to 5. That song you just listened to, it was just the intro of that song. It was actually Water No Get Enemy by the legend himself, the late Fela Anikulapo Kuti. I know some people will say, why is she bringing that song at this time? You know, there were a lot of controversies during the week about, I mean, Fela, give it to him, he is still a living legend, but he was one before he died, you know. So thank you to everyone that's joined us on Instagram. Oye Mamidu, thanks for joining. Nuto Dollar, thanks for joining. I've got Inorino, my big boss, thanks for joining on Facebook. I've got Olubisi Adeko. Wow, interesting. You're not sleeping. Thanks for joining. I've got lots of people on Facebook. So everyone, Mosun Betty, thanks for joining me. And everyone that has joined Radio Africana on TikTok, thanks also for joining. Remember to power tap. And you can join the conversation by sharing your comments. Quintima, thanks. I know it was wonderful having you to join us. We've been talking about, and we've got Bliss here. Please follow Bliss on TikTok. She's Bliss on TikTok. On IG, she's Jasmine 2 Collections. And on Facebook, she's Bliss IB. She's got amazing, amazing items. She does designs. She's very creative. She's got design, and she also teaches. So you can, if you want to enroll your children, she can teach them as well. So she's got amazing designs and all that. So now we're going to be doing, let me just quickly do the family tips, and then we'll go again into the conversation. So I want every parent to always observe what your child does naturally without being forced. You know, what does that child do naturally? One of my children now, naturally, give her a song, she will sing it for you in less than few minutes. She will get down to the lyrics and she will sing it the way it is. And when it comes to dancing, just give her the video. Within a few minutes, she would dance the same thing and even dance it better. You understand? Expose them to different activities like arts, like sport. I know some places, if you are in some climb, you have to pay. Don't be worried. God will always provide. Pay for it. In some climb, you don't really need to pay for a lot of things. You know, it is free. So introduce them to art, introduce them to sport, creativity, leadership. Yes, introduce your children to leadership so that they can become leaders of tomorrow, really. And they will not be chicken out, you know, to go into politics and to do things, not necessarily politics, to lead people. Celebrate efforts, not just results. Celebrate them every time. Create a safe place for expression. Let them express themselves in whatever. You know, remember I told you at the beginning of the show that I used to talk a lot when I was younger, and they would say talkative. They didn't shut me down, you know. I didn't give up myself. I did not give up. Keep saying I'm a talkative, I'll keep talking. And that talking has really helped me, you know. When I go out to market anything, I can talk. When I'm talking to clients, when I'm talking to customers, you know, it has helped me because I developed. If they had shut me down that time, so I still give it to them. They didn't discourage me, but they were always saying talkative. Remember, let children try, let them fail, and let them fail again. You understand? Just keep encouraging them. Teach them that skills to grow. They are not just born. And like Bliss said, that there are two sides to the brain. You know, you've got the creative part, and of course, that other part, which is for education. That creative part, please, I beg, help your children to grow that creative part. So, and purpose, of course, is planted early in how we speak, encourage, and also support our children. So please, what talent or skill have you noticed in children? Maybe you've seen, just mention, maybe what talent have you seen in some children and you think should be grown?
Well, when I want to say talent now, I want to veer away from anything academics. Mm-hmm. Even though I've seen some very gifted children. I have a friend, they live about a town away from me. They have 3 kids, twins and a girl, and those kids are talented. But again, it is academically. But I envy that. I love that as well. But what, as for the creative side, you see children who can sing. They are playing, they're singing, they're sleeping, they're humming, they're doing things, they're doing their assignment, they're singing. And the parents are like, keep quiet. Are you Celine Dion? Keep quiet. Are you this or that or the other? Face your book. Or I had a classmate growing up, a neighbor of mine, very, very skillful with football.
Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The father kept doing everything to make sure that this friend of mine doesn't pursue it. And the last time I saw him, he's in France now. The last time I spoke to him, he was on the field training some kids in football. And I said to him, I said, do you know you are one of the legends that our country should have had that they never let shine? He said, no, My dad used to chase me around the block each time I go to play football. You know, because it's like, face your book, do academics and things like that. So children are gifted in the aspect of skills, creative skills. They are gifted in the aspect of sports. You know, some countries encourage sports, like the US. A lot of our kids are into sports. It even helps with their sponsorship. Even in UK. It helps scholarships. Yeah, but then our parents are like, you know, go, 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 school, school, school. But I think the shift is coming. Like I said, there's a bit of a change coming, and it's just subconscious. People are encouraging a bit more now to try other things. The thing, the idea is this. This 9 to 5 has a limit, has a time, has an expiry
it
date.
It does. Sometimes I feel so annoyed.
Exactly.
I want to do just 70, my thing. And make more money.
And you can no longer function. What then do you do? Some people, there's research that have said that a lot of people could die in the first 5 years of retirement just because they are bored. They don't have so many people to talk with. They don't have anything to do. And then they're not doing any physical activity like they've done the couple of years before retirement. So learning a creative skill or something before your retirement age is something that can keep you going, keep you alert and active after your retirement from your 9 to 5.
And
so what families should start doing,
what they should start doing is what?
Families should start putting it as part of an intentional part of the family development and growth.
Okay. So families should be intentional.
As an intentional thing. So you've seen your daughter can read. She can do gymnastics. She can plait hair. Do you know your daughter can be earning from plaiting hair in her first, second, third year of uni, and she won't even ask you for pocket money?
Do you know she does the braids on herself, but everything natural? Okay. I mean, with her natural hair, she will sit in front of the mirror and she does it. The whole thing. The first day our dad saw it, the dad was shocked. Yeah.
Okay, and now when she goes off to uni, she'll be doing two things with the two sides of her brain. She's doing the academic bit, and then she's using the creative
and she's
side
making
of
money
herself.
And she doesn't need to wait for anyone, and she does not need to wait for inheritance. And that is one is more important as well. It's also important. I know you have something. You have something coming up. Some designs coming up before. Towards Valentine, you're going to talk about it briefly soon, but we want to play now, you know, because learning as a family should also be fun. So we are going to go into that segment, that family game segment.
All right. Let's go.
All right. Thank you, Medwa. I saw you. Thank you for joining us also on Instagram, Medwa. I was trying to read your name. Then I saw, it's Medwa. Now, game one. One talent I have that people don't know about. What is that one talent I have? I'm thinking now. What is that one talent that I have? Okay, people don't know, because even the person living with me never knew. Is, you know, is to do some chin chin, like I said now. So what is your own one talent?
Well, I can write. If you give me 2 days to myself, I can fill up a book, and this is not with ChatGPT. I can write. Wow. I've always loved writing.
Wow, I didn't know that side about you, blessing. Wow. All right, now, so the second one skill I want to learn this year is, I'll let you go first before, so I can think.
So with me, I can create things, but I find it hard to market. So I would say I want to learn marketing skills.
Okay, so you come to me then.
Because there's no point.
Of course, you know you'll be coming. Yes, you're ready.
There's no point knowing how to create things and you can't take it to the market. So that would be me.
Yes, and I think that was what actually drew me into. So the skill I want to learn this year, actually, I want to go back to the cooking skill. You know, because I want to go back to the cooking skill. I want to go back to it if it's possible, because I've got all the skills. So I want to try, I want to start, if it is possible, maybe from next month to start trying and trying out other things. Do you know I used to bake cake? I wish I can get the picture of the first Christmas cake I baked. The icing, that was when I was in secondary school, the icing was just dripping on the it was 1 year birthday of a child, and I said I'll do that, and I got the contract. I think it was after secondary, high school. And if you see the cake, you don't want to see the picture. The icing was just dripping, and we're using a spatula to take it up again and all
to
that.
Keep it, you know?
So something I love doing that makes me happy. So over to you.
Something right. Well, I love reading, writing, but now getting into this creative skill now, I think I'm enjoying it a lot. It does make me happy. It makes me feel like I'm not just limited to one side of me, that I can express myself without limits. I think that's what it is.
Okay.
What about you?
So let me see what I can. Something I love doing that makes me happy is maybe when I'm with my children.
Oh, that's that amazing. So what do you all do together? What do you do together?
Like movies with popcorn and ice cream. I always say that, you know, very well. And another thing also aside that is when I'm just taking a walk. I love doing it. You know, after work, after my 9 to 5, I love taking a walk. Sometimes I can walk for like almost an hour and walk back home. I'm serious. I walk about.
You're getting your steps in.
Yes, I do that a lot. So if I could teach my family one skill, it will be. So what is that one skill that you teach your family?
If I could teach my family one skill, I don't know how their world is going to be, if it will be similar to the world I grew up in. But the world I grew up in, the skill that helped me was resilience. I don't know if it's a skill, but I had to learn to be resilient in the face of changing circumstance, changing geography, and changing life cycles. So, and because I was resilient, I was able to adapt to new things and events in my life. And I would wish that my children can have that, because we don't know the world they will grow up in. But hopefully, if they have that skill, then they can meet any event head on and they can surmount it.
Okay. All right. So I would say one skill, maybe for my children, then I'll say family together. For my children, maybe to learn how to play the talking drum. That's one. My husband is a G in that. So that one skill, he has not given it to them. So, but I believe that maybe if he start introducing them now to it, maybe one of them can pick up and become the era of this generation. And also maybe generally that one skill will be skill of faith. You know, they have faith, they believe in themselves, but to have it like I do, because I'm never shaken by anything. I'm never shaken. Always believe something will happen. You understand? So quickly, can you tell us in 30 seconds that thing that is coming up for Valentine? You know, you've got amazing designs.
Right. In 30 seconds, I have a group of women I've been chatting with, and we're creating a vibes line of shirts, t-shirt, hoodies for women, for lovers. So we will put for families. Let me just say families, not specifically for lovers. So it's vibes. What vibes are we carrying for Valentine? So we have cozy vibes, love vibes. I'm wearing one that says cutie vibes.
Wow.
So we have granny vibes, we have blessed vibes, favor, anything that you think about yourself around the Valentine, we can create vibes around it for you in your t-shirt, with the butterflies, with leaves and with tree and things on the t-shirt. or on your hoodie. So for us, it's vibes. Mm. It has to be positive vibes. Mm-hmm. For babies, we have sleepy vibes. We have huggy vibes. But it's a vibes.
Smiley
line
vibes.
For us. Yes.
All
yes,
right.
Exactly.
All right.
Honestly, that's it.
All right.
Thank you.
I want to say thank you to everyone that has joined on Facebook. Olawale Ganiu, thanks for joining. Remi Olatunde, thanks for joining. Everyone that has joined Radio Africana Live also on TikTok. And remember, if you want to get those t-shirts and everything from, you can go to Blizz, go to our DMR on TikTok, go to Blizz, go to our IG page, Just Me Too Collections, go to our Facebook. And so, Blizz, what's your final message? What will you give to families about nurturing purpose and talent and not just the 9-to-5 as they're growing their children? I know you already said there are two sides to the brain. So what is that one
yes.
thing that you want, that message you want everyone listening now, potential parents
yes.
and even parents listening, and if, of course, children listening?
I want to say to parents and everyone listening, take a pause. Away from the busy, hectic schedule of the 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
Find time to pause, look, listen. Look at your children. What talents do they have?
Mm.
Sometimes those talents could earn them better livelihood and lives than this 9-to-5 you are doing that you are complaining about.
Mm.
Pause.
Mm.
Take a pause. Listen, look, interact with your children. It will come to you what you all need to be engaging in. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Blizz. It's nice having you. I know you're still coming live on the show. Please, to everyone, Blizz is coming live on the show very soon in February. She's coming back in February and she'll be here live and we can talk. And then, of course, she's giving me lots of gifts, I know. So to every families listening out there, to everyone that have joined us on TikTok Live, on Facebook and on my Instagram, remember to follow Radio Africana on all the social media handles, and remember to also follow me on all my social media handles, Faye Kemi Adeyemi Bangwoshe on Facebook and also on Instagram. On TikTok, I'm FK Mighty. Follow me. And on this show, we always upload it also on YouTube. Go to my YouTube channel and watch other amazing shows we've done before. As families, let's raise children who are confident, creative, skilled, grounded, and purpose-driven. Thank you so much, Blizz, for coming on this show. We love you. And of
Thank
course,
Thanks,
let's
everyone.
Teach them that their worth is not tied to a salary job, a job title, mm-hmm. or a certificate like mine, but to their characters, to their gifts, to their values, and of course, the impact. And thank you for spending your Saturday evening in the family room on Radio Africana UK and the show dedicated to, of course, parenting, children, and family life. Until next week, love deeply, speak life into your children, nurture their gifts, and remember, you're not parenting alone. We are in this room together. See you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Nothing's better than family for the ones who love you so. Be a shoulder to cry on when you're in need. They'll never leave you alone, no. When your friends bring you down and they drag you through the dirt, and when nobody's around, they'll carry you through the hurt. Just remember that family comes.
Remember, family comes first.
Just remember.